You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, we're technically in the third dipper, but I don't want to blame any sound effects right now because I don't want to make it sound like we're just going to take in this next moment lightly, because I want to cover something that happened over the last few days that has been, I'm sure, very difficult for our friends at 1819 News and really for the family and those who were friends with, I say with, past tense, former Smith Station mayor and pastor of First Baptist Phoenix City, a guy named F.L. Bubba Copeland. So Pastor Copeland, mayor of Smith City, had apparently been living a dual life by his own admission. He was spending time in what he called a stress release, which was basically an entire website persona of him as a transgender female. He, a male pastor, had a transgender after-hours lifestyle. And I think it probably went deeper than that. But the reality is, the story came to light. 1819 News broke the story last week. It was a fairly tough story to read, because you look at it and go, my gosh, how would I feel if that guy was, you know, baptizing my kids? How would I feel if I was a member of that church? Would I feel like things are right? Got all kinds of backlash lash for daring to you're outing a transgender. It's just his lifestyle. And he tried to say in his own defense that his private life did not in any way affect his holy life. Well, I got news. That's not correct. That is not scripturally accurate. And so, yes, it was a story. And I agreed with Dale Jackson on the air the other day that it was a story that, it was a reasonable story. Well, he committed suicide this past weekend. I was talking with my buddy Jeff Poor, who is the host of the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, but he's also the editor-in-chief of 1819 News. And I just told him, I said, you know what, I'm going to touch on this today. You want to call in? And he said, sure, I'll call in. So anyway, without further ado, let me just stop talking myself and bring on Jeff Poor. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I know this has been, this has not been anything, there's nobody high-fiving right now at 1819 over this. I know that for a fact. And I also know it's been actually hard for some of your staff, you probably included, and I'm sure hard for people in this guy Copeland's family. But, I mean, talk to me about the genesis of it and where it went, and then how did it wind up the way it did?
Well, yeah, and I'm happy to, because, I mean, this wasn't something we sought out. We didn't wake up, and despite the mainstream media's coverage, we did not wake up like on Tuesday or Wednesday morning last week and say, hey, let's go find a closet transgender guy to humiliate and maybe make him do something that could cause harm or quit his job or whatever that may be. That was never our intention. This came to us. So you get something like this that comes to you. What do you do with it? It comes to us, and we look into it, and we go through all the usual standard practices when it comes to information gathering that journalists do. And, this is what we found, essentially. And it wasn't like any of this was surreptitiously obtained. We actually, this was all of the stuff this mayor of Smith Station, Alabama, was putting online wasn't behind any paywall. It was all on Reddit, a public site that you type in reddit.com, and they have, like, you know, like age-appropriate categories for everything. And this was, like, one of those categories. And we were tipped off to this, and like, look, here's this mayor who's engaging in this behavior, and it really, really was vile, and in addition to that, you won't believe this. He is the lead pastor at the First Baptist Church of Phoenix City. Okay, so once we start kind of gathering the facts, and it would, like, we didn't go anywhere, we did it from the keyboard. Once we started putting that together, We say, well, you know, let's put together a draft. Let's just see where this goes. and really did deliberate over it, reached out to other people in the business. So here's essentially the calculus, though, of you know, and this is where the mainstream media was, well, this isn't a news story. How dare you? You guys just wanted to put your Christian theology on display, which is the furthest thing from the truth, and I don't know where that comes from. But anyway, okay, he's mayor of Smith Station, not a giant place, but it's not a real small place. It's a growing place. It is halfway between Phoenix City, well, it's closer to Phoenix City, and Opelika. If you've ever been that way, going to Fort Benning down 280,
yeah,
you go through it. Auburn is really growing right now, and so is Columbus, Georgia. And Smith Station has really become this bedroom community. So it's that people are moving to. So it's not like a tiny little town or whatever in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it is kind of coming into its own. So first of all, so when we looked at it, we were like, well, does it impact his job as mayor? Now, people may remember he was the mayor. They got hit by a tornado a few years ago, a very devastating tornado. And he really, really did, like, earn his credentials being a good leader in that crisis. But we're looking at it, and you're like, okay, does this impact his job as mayor? And a lot of people are just operating on this assumption that, no, he was a great mayor, but we don't know that. We don't know that for sure. We there's things in that city, in that town. There's lots of drama. We put that aside. We put that at 50-50, right on the fence. Like, say, okay, it may be impacting his lifestyle, may be impacting his job. It might not be impacting his job as mayor. That's an unknown. But it's provable one way or another, but we think it was provable the other direction that it was impacting his job, but that was never really fully
right.
Investigated. But we put that at 50-50. Where it made the difference to me, where the pendulum swung into a story that we had to do was this. I attend the First Baptist Church. I tithe at this church. We give money. We give our time. We trust our 2-year-old with this church. We are a part of that church community. And if I had known that the face of my church was doing this vile stuff on the internet, I would be finding a new church.
Absolutely.
And it occurs to me, just sitting there thinking about it, like maybe there are people in this congregation and parishioners at this church who have no idea what is going on. We need to put this out there. We were 50-50 on mayor public figure, but he is a double public figure, and it's just a weird, crazy story that needed some eyeballs. We did the first story. We did the first story. And, you know, when you do a story like this, Senator, the thing is that a lot of people start kind of following up with you. Did you see this?
I'm sure you opened Pandora's box.
Right. And then a lot of this was coming to us. Well, I mean, a lot was coming to us, but very little of it we were able to actually prove, except for this part of it. This was the second story, that he was writing erotic fiction about real people.
Yeah,
real people in his community.
In his community,
using their real names. He. So if he,
were the people aware he was writing this? Were they becoming aware that their names were being used?
No, not at all.
Wow.
They were, in my mind, they are victims. Okay, so he's writing this, and in one of the stories he writes, he names his a friend of his wife. She owns a business in town. Or no, she has a business in nearby Phoenix City. But his fantasy was, I mean, like he fantasized about her husband and just wrote all this really gory sexual stuff about him. But the fantasy, like, really kind of comes to its climax here, pardon the term, but when he kills the wife and gets to be with the husband, and he uses their real names, he uses the real name of their business.
Yeah.
And we figured it out. So we were like, okay, if a mayor of a city is writing this stuff, this murder fantasy porn erotica, that's a story. You can't tell me that's not a story, that that's nobody's, not anybody's business, because he's using real names. So we did the second story. We reached out to these people, and they were just devastated.
Yeah.
They didn't know what to do. They said, you know, later they came back to us, we want to say something. We don't think this guy's a monster. And they were going to say something on the record, but then they gave us a statement, and then they decided they didn't want to do it. They went back and forth. It was a really difficult place to be if you're in their shoes. But we did the story, and then come to find out, like, this is, like, when that story is published, 2-3 hours later, finally, somebody in the mainstream or Alabama media, whatever I would consider, picked it up. This is pre-suicide. WTVM in Columbus, the CBS affiliate there, finally picked up the story. They had been kind of asking around about it, and they finally got it, and they did their very first afternoon broadcast on Friday afternoon with a straight story. Then it was right after that, when Mayor Copeland, he was getting wellness checks from the Lee County Sheriff this whole time when these stories were dropping.
Yeah.
And they were making sure that he was not doing anything to inflict any kind of self-harm. He had reportedly surrendered his guns, but I guess he kept one. And what happens was they were going to perform this check, and then he makes a run for it. He's driving somewhere. He gets pulled over, steps out of his car, waving a gun around. And I think there was some kind of altercation there between the local sheriff's deputies and Mayor Copeland, but then that's where he decided to pull the trigger and end his own life. Now, there's a lot of mitigating circumstances here to the suicide. It's not as simple as these people in the mainstream media keep saying that the bully right-wing website, the conservative blog, whenever they want to denigrate what we do, they call us a blog, put this out there and to humiliate this guy. This guy was preying on people. This guy was doing very strange things for someone who is a public figure as such. And we had to do it. And it became, you know, just clear to me, like, the initial story, Senator, it went from, okay, what happens if we do this story, to what happens if we don't do the story?
Well,
that's where I made my choice.
Yeah, and Jeff, I'll tell you what, brother, I'm up against a mid-cycle break. Can you hang on a minute more? Can you hang
sure.
on? Wait, let's do this. I want to take a break. I want to come back and ask you just a few questions and then add some commentary to what you just said, all right? I'll stay tuned. We're with Jeff Poor right now. He's the editor-in-chief for 1819 News. Horrible situation. They release a story about a public figure who was obviously a very troubled individual who then took his own life. And now 1819 is the one getting vilified. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We're just going to go right back to the phones. My buddy Jeff Poor, who is the host of his own radio show, the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile every morning. And he's also, by the way, the editor-in-chief for 1819 News. Well, in case you didn't get the first part of the segment, 1819 News broke a story that was a story. It was a legit story. It was a story about the mayor of Smith Station, Alabama, who's also the pastor of First Baptist of Phenix City. No reflection on the church. I'm just saying that he was the pastor there. And both of those titles carry with them some measure of responsibility. Both of them, in a sense, made him a public figure. And it turns out that this guy was leading a double life, doing and saying and acting in ways that no one would have ever wanted their pastor, or for that matter, more likely their mayor, also likely their mayor, to ever be a part of. Let me just say this, too, before Jeff comes back on. The idea that this was not a story is a fallacy, because it was a story. And the idea that in some way this is a right-wing questioning of a person's alternative lifestyle, that's what's happening, is crap. Absolute crap. Where were those same cries about the unproven allegations against Roy Moore? Where were those cries, you know, with the idea of tearing down Governor Robert Bentley? Where were those cries about anything to do with, John Merrill's life? Or where were all of those? Where were they when it turns out that it just, you know, didn't fit their narrative? Well, that's where we are right now, and by the way, it's horrifying that the guy committed suicide, but I will also add this: in both my legal practice and in my time of working in ministry and in my time of working in a counseling center, I can just tell you that what we probably saw, I am speculating, but what we probably saw was the tip of the iceberg. And when he ended his life, it was because he recognized that more was coming. That's my thought. Let me just jump back on with Jeff Poor real quick. Jeff, I apologize. I had to have a moment there just to have a little bit of a rant. But this has not been something that I'm sure has been in any way easy for your staff. So first of all, let me just ask you this: how's everybody doing?
They're doing well, but I mean, the people out there are vicious. Our lead reporter on this was Craig Munger.
Yeah.
Just numerous death threats. Just threats. People making doing harassing communications online. These people are animals. They really think that like their actions. They want to have the moral high ground, but then they take actions into their own hands and they cede that moral high ground by just doing immature, silly things. And I won't get into all of them, but there are real threats, doxing, they're putting his address out there, things of that nature. So these guys, while they claim to be on the side of good or whatever, I mean, they really play nasty.
Well, they do. And we got about a minute and a half left, Jeff, but, let me ask you this. Is there anything that you guys feel like you have to do next, or is it kind of hit status quo and you're going to let it go?
We don't want to let it go. Now, keep in mind, things change. Sources get spooked. When an incident like this happens, there are a lot of people who don't really have much to gain from talking to the media about this and just kind of hope this whole unfortunate situation goes away and they could get on with their lives.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still hoping to pursue it, but I mean, you know, unfortunately, Bubba Copeland taking his own life the way he did, I mean, really, really changed things. And I don't know where this heads next, but it won't be for lack of trying.
Well, listen, I did text Craig Munger yesterday, and you just go ahead and convey to him that we're continuing to keep you guys in our thoughts and prayers. I know it's not been the kind of day you go to work and you wake up on a Tuesday morning and just look for the opportunity to see someone go down that road. But right. But there was I'll just go ahead and say it again. There was a story, and y'all did what you do. All right, so. And I think anybody in the media with any kind of ounce of self-worth would recognize and say the same thing. So keep us posted, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. And that was Jeff Poor. By the way, that wound up being a longer interview than I had anticipated. I wasn't even sure he wanted to come on. I just texted him and said, "Hey, dude, you know what? I'm gonna talk about this for a minute. You want to come on?" And he said, "Sure." And so I appreciate that. That's called being forthright and not, he's not hiding in a hole. I mean, they're not. And horrible situation. But our hearts go out to the folks of Opelika or Phoenix City, Smith Station, and even the family of Pastor Copeland. But that was a story, y'all, and it had an unfortunate end. We're going to switch gears when we get back. Got some home fries we got to do a little cooking on. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.